Hi everyone, this is my episode 3. This conversation is more so about the worst date I ever had. Now, if I can think of stuff as I go along, I'll tell you more than one. But this by far is the worst date I have ever had. And if I had to title this, it would be named, "Oh, I Almost Forgot." And what I mean by that there literally are some things that have happened to me in my life that was so detrimental that I literally erased it. Every now and then, I may remember and be like, "Whoa, that did happen." Because it's just that bad. But let me tell you, without telling you everything, I ain't gonna lie, I can't tell you everything, but I will say what I gotta say and you can just fill in the blanks. Okay, once upon a time, I was out clubbing in my heyday, having a good time, doing my thing. I was young and I really, really was chasing that paper. I did not play about money. So I remember that I had met this guy, but I don't know how I met the guy. And this guy owned like a real estate company. And he came to me and he was like, "Hey, why don't you let me give you this scholarship and you come and do real estate at my company? You know, I'm going to give you an opportunity to have a career." And this part of the story is a good part. He really, really was trying to help me. So, I checked everything out, but I still wasn't sure if it was something that I really wanted to do, but I did go and I at least looked at it. So when I seen him again out and about while we were clubbing and everything like that, he had a bunch of friends. He was an older guy, but he had like a bunch of police friends. So we all sitting at the table laughing and joking and drinking. So, there was another guy that liked me. But I didn't know he liked me. I just thought he was just like, you know, "What's up?" a couple of times. And, you know, we was kind of like passerbyers, you know, whatever. So I didn't really take him serious. So this guy comes up to me, I think, this particular night, and he speaks or whatever. But as the night progresses, I found out that a fight breaks out. So the guy who I was with, which was the guy who was in real estate, he said, "Don't move. Just stay right here." And I said, "No, I don't like trouble. So I'm getting ready to leave." He said, "No, you're sitting at a table with a bunch of officers. Don't worry about it. You're with me." I said, "Okay." So I just sit there and I stay, whatever. So when the club kind of, you know, is winding down, it's closing, it must have been like 3 in the morning. I'm going to Waffle House because that's the next thing you do anyway. So a girlfriend of mine comes up to me and she's like, "Girl, do you realize that," I'm going to say, "A, was the one who was in the fight?" And I said, "Oh, really?" I said, what's going on?" And she said, "He got in a fight over you." And I said, "He couldn't have got in a fight over me because I was sitting with a whole different crew of people and, you know, I wasn't involved in anything. So what happened that, you know, caused him to have to be in a confrontation with, you know, someone else about me?" And she went on and told me some stuff and I was like, "Okay." So I was like, "Okay." So I'm getting ready to leave with the real estate guy. But A pulls up in his car and was like, "I just got in a fight over you. I had an argument with this other dude about you. And you're going to get in the car with another guy." And I said, "I heard that." I said, "But I don't even really know how I'm involved. So, you know, I'm sorry." And then he says, "Well, you can at least give me your phone number." And I was like, "Okay." And now that I'm talking about it, that really started my pattern of dealing with guys who, if they did something for me, I felt like I had to pay them back in some form or fashion. So I felt like because he got in a fight, you know, about something pertaining to me, I owed him something. But I wasn't going to, you know, pay him back tonight. You know, I'm going to go ahead and go to Waffle House because I'm hanging out with somebody else right now. But hey, I can get with him later. So he goes his way and I go my way. And I hang out with the real estate guy. We go to Waffle House as planned. We go our separate ways and that's it. Needless to say, I didn't do the real estate thing. I just felt like it was so hard and that it was something that I wasn't really comfortable with. So I didn't really want to do it. But the guy calls me. A calls me eventually. So I'm like, hey, what's up? Now, this is during the time when we didn't have cell phones. We just had pagers. We didn't really have cars. You know, I'm still kind of young or whatever. We were just, you know, enjoying life kind of thing. So one day he calls me and he was like, hey, the Braves, you know, because I live in Atlanta, the Braves, they're going to the World Series. Would you like to go to the game? I'm like, the World Series? Sure. So, and I love baseball. So I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, this is going to be a great first date. Had on my cute little outfit. I mean, these little shredded jeans, and I had a cute little top on, you know, with, you know, back then everybody dated like drug dealers and you had the big hair and you had the long nails and it was just the thing that you did. But you know, for whatever reason, we were cute. So, the guy calls me and he was like, hey, you ready? I tell you what, once you meet me at my, he had like a boutique. He said, why don't you meet me at my boutique? And I was like, okay, cool. So I meet him at the boutique. I'm so young. I don't even think to pay attention to where I park my car. I'm thinking the guy's cool, that this situation is going to turn out okay. And I don't have to worry about anything. So I really didn't pay attention to where I parked my car. So I meet up at his place, at the boutique place, and I get in this car and we drive through all this traffic through downtown and everything. And we go to the World Series. Lines out the door. You know, we waiting and waiting. And then finally we just keep walking. So I'm like, oh, we must be VIP because we're going to keep walking. So we kept walking and everything. And when we got past all the people, the front gate and all this other stuff, why did we kind of like walk? Like, I can't even tell you where, but it was like maybe 100 or 200 feet from the ticket place. So we walk, you know, but we're by this fence. Why did brother tell me to jump? He said, okay, let's climb over this fence. That's how we're going to get in. I said, what? He said, yeah, we're going to jump over the fence and we're going to go to the World Series. I said, oh my God. Is this someone punking me, right? This is a Twilight Zone. Nobody is not asking me to jump this fence. As cute as I look, and you want me to jump the fence. So I'm like, oh my God. I'm just having a crazy moment. So I'm thinking, call your dad and see if he can come pick you up. But it's the World Series. There's no way he's going to be able to get to you in time. It's just such an inconvenience. It's like, it's going to be such a mess for me to explain to him that I'm in this situation. And then I still kind of don't remember where I parked my car. So I was just like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So what I do? I jumped. So once I get inside, I see a friend of mine, and she works at the concession stand. And she's like, you know this guy? And I said, no, I kind of met him at a club, da, da, da. And she said, girl, I know him. He bad news. I said, what you mean? She said, we can't talk. We'll talk later, but he bad news. I said, oh, okay. So I was like, well, I'm already with him. So let me just get through the night and then, you know, go home and not have to worry about it. So we're at the game and we sit down and now I'm getting hungry because, you know, the game is going into 1 o'clock in the morning and everything. And I said, look, I'm going to go get something to eat. And he says, no, sit down and be quiet. I said, oh, did he punk me again? Because he didn't ask me to sit down somewhere and be quiet. So I'm sitting there, though, because I'm really in a situation because I don't have my car. It's the World Series. I have no one who can call that I can call. So I sit there for a minute or what have you. So I'm getting mad, though, because I have money and I can eat, but I have this person next to me telling me to behave. So I get through all of that, and then he says, we're going to go to the club, and we'll get something to eat then. So we leave through the door, of course. We go through, not jumping over the fence. And we get to the car, and we go, and then he orders me something to eat and, you know, orders me something to drink and all this other stuff. So while I'm there, I see some more friends. And they said, do you know A? And I said, nah, this is like my first time. They said, do you know he bad news? And I said, what does that mean? And they said, girl, we don't have time to tell you how bad he is, but I tell you what, why don't you come with us? We'll get you your car. We know where he lives. We'll help you get your car. And then you can just deal with him another day. So I'm like scared at this point because I'm like, wow, I must be in trouble, and didn't know I was in trouble. So time goes on and everything, and he's getting some food, but he sees that I'm getting ready to leave, and he sees that I'm with somebody who must have helped me to who he is. So I leave with them, and he's following us, and I'm like, oh my God. So when we get to his place, I see my car, thank God. They were like, just get in your car, don't do nothing, and just drive off. So when we get there, he jumps out of his car, he goes to the back of his car and pop the trunk open. I said, oh Lord, we're gonna die today. So I was, all I could see, I just had this quick flash that says, you know what? You're gonna get these girls killed. Why don't you just get killed by yourself? So I said, y'all go on. I'm just going to deal with this on my own. They was like, are you crazy? Get in the car. And I was like, no, he's about to go to his trunk. So I didn't know what to do. So finally, I just get out. And I go up to him and I said, hey, I don't want no trouble. You know, let's just talk about it. You know me, let's reason. And so he was like going off, and he was in my face, and he was like, yada 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 yada, and as he was talking, they screaming for me to get in the car. But I really felt in my spirit, so he had something in his trunk, and we were going to make the news that night. And I rather, even if it meant rape, I rather I deal with that than to die, and I rather I dealt with that than to not. And Lord knows I don't want to put anything in the spirit, you know, in the spirit realm. But this is just something from my past. I rather I just dealt with the situation I felt I created than to put somebody else in a situation. So, time goes on and I'm talking to him. So I get him away from the trunk and I finally get him to the front of the car, and they still screaming, get in the car, get in the car. So I take off running. And by this time he takes off running too. And he's chasing me, of course. So I finally get to my car, but not, he catches up with me. So when I get, like, kind of, they open the door, but I can't really get in because he's trying to close it. They're trying, you know, I'm trying to open it, he's trying to close it. So finally I can get in a little bit, but I'm going to be scratched up. And he was like, you know, trying to prevent me from getting in the car. So I really got scratched up too with him and the door and all this other stuff. But I don't know, that was a day when it paid to be thin, because when I had that little bitty old window, I got in that car and drove off. And that is the end of the story. The worst date ever, ever. There's no moral. There's no nothing. It was just the worst date. Now, I will say this. I did see him like years later. Can you believe it? At jury duty. And even then, I was scared. I was like, Father, this is a nightmare. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Peace.